All right. I was talking to somebody, I think yesterday, about different insurance companies like Progressive and Geico and all. And there's a Progressive truck in the Coliseum parking lot. The next day, right as soon as I wake up. You know, these corporations are switching over to AI, and it's a process. And it's almost like you can actually see them cutting back. You can all see them all doing the same thing. The reason you can all see them all doing the same thing is because BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and you got Blackstone and other companies with stone in there, you know, rock and stone. They're all managed by the same higher ups, you know. And so it's a fractal, so they all do the same thing. That's why you see the same policies across the board. You know, they're training people to be this way or talk this way or act this way. You actually saw the corporations turn into like a cult, you know. They want to be your family, you know. The reason they want to be like a family, they use words like that. They start to use words and tell their manager to use certain words. And they it's a cult, you know. Because they want to keep employees and they don't want high turnover, you know. So it's kind of like when you go to a church, hey, brother, hey, how you doing? But if you leave, they don't ever talk to you again. And why are you leaving? I just don't feel like I belong here anymore. They don't need to know why you're leaving. It's none of their business. It's none of their business. It's between you and God. Just because you visit that church, become a member. Why do they want you to be a member? Because they take it to the reason they want you to be a member is because they take it to the bankers and say, look, we've got this many members. We want to remodel and renovate. It's always about money. I hate to say, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money, 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 money. One way to see past this system game is to cut the noise off and just watch patterns and listen to people. And after you've had enough jobs, you start to see a fractal, you know. After you talk to enough people, you see a fractal. After you've been to enough cities, you see a fractal. It's the same thing happening in your city is happening right next door in another city. And let's say it looks bleak. Let's say for some reason it looks kind of bleak. Go to another city. go to the adjacent city and walk around. You'll see some get new eyes, you know, a new vision. You have to live by the archetypes. You walk by faith, not by sight. So you have to say, okay, God is the same yesterday, today, forever. God is God of prosperity. God is supporting the reproduction. The corporations they all need people. A business owner needs workers, you know. The beehive needs the little worker bees, you know. A team needs team players. These businesses on the stock market, they need to make a profit, so they're going to do the same tricks. If they lay people off, or they expand, they hire new people, you know, it's just cycles. There's cycles in business, just like cycles in your life, cycles in nature, cycles in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. There's just cycles, you know. One of the reasons I was able to see the simulation and see past this reality is because I just shut down and I prayed, Lord, what's going on? And he showed me. And I spent 13 years decoding this place. I gave up everything else just to decode what this place is. And now that I see what it is, it's like, oh, most people are running on a program, running on fear and worry and doubt and all that stuff. I'll have the personality I like to be left alone as much as possible on the job, you know. Just be responsible for my stuff and help others if I can, but get away from the riffraff and the noise and just focus on what I'm supposed to do. I'm looking at some weird highway traffic. Three lanes are backed up and the other three lanes are wide open. Weird. Don't ever get any electrical work done by Blaze. They're liars. They're con artists. Blaze heating, cooling, electrical plumbing, they're stealing from people. you know, the price of gas has gone down a lot, so you would think that people be doing better, but they seem to be doing worse. And I guess it's going back to the price of food, you know. I'm just sitting here looking at the big picture. I'm looking at this traffic, and they make a commitment to go one way, and then they change their mind. Once you make a commitment, don't change your mind. If you're going to turn left, turn left. If you're going to turn right, turn right. Don't change your mind midstream. I need to make a list of 10 things every week or something like this. Like rules to live by, but not rules. Principles, because I don't believe in rules, but just patterns that you create, you know. You know, especially when the going is good, when everything's going good, you need to take 10% and out of your check. Especially when things are going good, take 10% every source of income that you have and put it in savings or invest it better, you know. Robinhood's got that managed account that put $10, $20, $30 a week in that managed account and let them grow it for you. Start to think like an investor, you know. When the going is good, when everything's going good, take 10% out every week and put it aside for the rainy days. When the going looks kind of bleak, go get you something part-time until the storm passes by. Or start working on your resume or your health or your selling stuff on offer up, sell stuff you don't need anymore. Clean house, you know. Go do some side work for your neighbors or something, you know. When you're driving, if you commit to turn left, turn right, don't change midstream. You can cause a wreck. Every once in a while, get out of your comfort zone. Go to the farmer's market, go to the mall. Or I hate the mall because of the noise, but do something different. Have a change up. Do something you hadn't done since you were a kid or something. Make your own list. talk to people you wouldn't normally talk to, get a different perspective, you know. The good thing about rideshare, you talk to all kinds of people and you hear different ways of thinking. And you see all the different jobs in the area and all the different, you know, whatever. You see what's going on in your community that you wouldn't normally see if you wasn't doing some rides here. Think outside the box. Ask people, other people, what they're doing. Job-wise, financial-wise, just get different perspectives outside your box, you know?